Red FM. At the start of play, Joe, when you took Johnny Buckley and Doughty Casey out of the equation for UCC, who were both in action for Dr. Croke today, you might have thought that that would be a bit of a leveller, but it didn't turn out that way, and it was goals that really did the damage for UCC. Stephen O'Brien scored 2 goals, and Paul Geaney scored 2-5 for the Students. So, pretty comprehensive win. And then, actually, a native of Tipperary, Gavin Ryan, came off the bench and scored the 5th goal of the afternoon for UCC. And midway through the first half was actually level. UCC 4 points, Mile Rovers 1-1. UCC had stormed into a 4 points to no score lead, but then a kind of a bizarre goal for Mile Rovers in the 21st minute. It was Peter Atchison who scored it, but Sean Carey's ball in, first of all, was fumbled by Sean Mellett, hit off the UCC crossbar. And on the follow-up then, Alan Campbell hit the post again, but Atchison at the third attempt scored for Mile Rovers, and Sean Carey tapped on a point then, and that levelled the scores with 23 minutes on the watch. But after that, it was more or less a procession for UCC. They hit back to lead at half-time by 1-7 to 1-2, and O'Brien got the goal in first-half stoppage time, a ball in from number 24, Mike Griffin, who was a late inclusion in the UCC team. Ball bounced, and first onto the scene was Stephen O'Brien, got there before Ian Brown, the Mile Rovers goalkeeper, fisted it into the net. And the second half, then they opened up with 3 goals in the first 4 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Jackie.
And 2 from Geaney, and it was game over then.
What happened in the opening few minutes? Did the Mile Rovers just not come out of the dressing room, or were UCC just really impressive to get 3 goals in, like you say, 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah, UCC were impressive, and it was a slip by Dara Dwyer, who had pulled off an amazing goal line save in the first half for Mile Rovers, but he let in Paul Geaney, and he made no mistake in the 31st minute. After that, then, it was Alan Campbell hit back with a point for Mile Rovers, but then 2 goals in a minute, 1 from Geaney and O'Brien 2nd, and that more or less wrapped things up. And the, just a mention to the full forward line, all Kerry men, Stephen O'Brien, Gavin O'Grady and Paul Geaney, 4-11 out of 5-12 between them. And it took well into the second half for a player outside the full forward line to score. That was Mike Griffin, another Kerry native. Yeah. So you could put down 4-12 for Kerry players on that UCC team today, and the other score was Gavin Ryan from Tipperary. So, you know, UCC, the Cork champions, unfortunately without a Cork player to score today. 6 representatives on the team, 8 from Kerry, 1 from Roscommon on the starting 15. But a routine victory for UCC and through to a first Munster final since 1999.
Yeah, some amazing stats there. You mentioned this was the Kerry players. Would you pick a man in the match out of one of those?
You'd have to give it to Paul Geaney, and I was told afterwards that he scored 1-2 for his club in a senior league final down in Kerry yesterday, so a remarkable achievement. That game incidentally went to extra time, so to play 60 minutes and extra time yesterday and to come out today and play, he actually lasted until the 44th minute. His job was done then. He had 2-5 posted, was taken off. Remarkable performance by Paul, a young player. He's in second year, I believe, in UCC. Has been kind of flirting around the edges of the Kerry senior panel, but on this evidence, he's well worth a look. And maybe he might need to bulk up a small bit for senior inter-county fair, but a player of rich potential, Joe.
And just from Mile Rovers, the tallies man, I suppose Declan Brown was missing for them today. Do you think that was just a massive psychological blow going into the game at all?
Yeah, and Declan was missing for the county final as well, and you know, Mile Rovers lost the county final, only eligible for the Munster club under rules, because Thomas McDonough's from Tipperary were an amalgamation of clubs from North Tipperary. They had 6 clubs represented, so they were allowed to compete in the Tipperary Championship, beat Mile Rovers in the final. So look, the argument there is, you know, it's the age old argument, Joe, should UCC be involved in the Munster club? Look, I guess it's a question for another day when Thomas McDonough's champions in Tipperary were not allowed to compete. But they're the vagaries of the system as they are. UCC are there, they've taken their chance, and they play Dr. Crokes on Sunday week, December 4.
Just look ahead to that game, Jackie. I suppose a lot of people are talking about a potential final between the two sides because of Doughty Casey and Johnny Buckley playing with UCC, and now it's here. Should be a fantastic game.
Should be a cracker. I mean, Will Kennedy and Jamie O'Sullivan were the centre field pairing for UCC today. One from Cork, Willis from Cork, and Jamie O'Sullivan from Kerry. Very, very impressive. I know that Doughty Casey and Johnny Buckley are high feelers in their own right of some renown, and have done very well for UCC. What a year it's been for them. You know, the Sigerson Cork County Championship and going to a Munster Club final. It's one to savour. You've got the Crokes, of course, with Colin Bush Cooper leading the charge, and of course the 2 UCC boys. Should be one hell of a game, and what a way to finish off the competitive football season in Munster.